hut across the field, Bishop. Shall we stop?
Are you tired, Brother Auxilius?
The way these paths twist and turn, I want to be sure we're walking in the right direction.
Lead on, then. God bless. Anyone here?
Is anyone here?
Looks like a home. The fire has some warmth to it.
Who are you? What do you want?
To be pointed in the right direction. Nothing more.
Where are you bound?
The plain of Moy Schlecht.
Do you know what awaits you at Moy Schlecht? If so, you wouldn't be asking to go there.
Can you tell us where it is or not?
Do you know, if I were going there, I wouldn't start from here.
What?
But as you are, it's another day walking if you run like blazes. Are you druids?
We are not. Brother Auxilius, give the poor man some salted pork.
Aye, brother.
What'll we find at Moy Schlecht?
Desolation is what you'll find. Crom Cruach is there.
Here.
Garamogat.
You know Crom Cruach?
There's no not knowing Crom Cruach.
What can you tell us?
Only that my firstborn son was sacrificed to it when he was not a year old. Roden was his name. Beautiful boy. The druids then took my youngest daughter to raise in their wicked ways. Nesru was her name. The grief killed my wife. If you're going to worship him, then I'll curse you now. If you're going for any other reason, you're already cursed.
We're not cursed. I go with the power of the one true God to destroy Crom Cruach.
It's not for the likes of us to speak of destroying the likes of Crom Cruach.
I'll speak it now, and God shall do it then.
To the people of Era, Crom Cruach was a sun god, a god of seed and fertility, of harvest. He was a snake, a dragon, the dark bent one. To prepare for battle with the demon, God guided me west to Mount Aegil. There I prayed and fasted for 40 days. I suffered attack by the devil himself in the form of a flock of blackbirds that flew at me, distracting me from my prayers. I threw a bell at them, the one I carry for mass. They fled. And I picked up the bell from the grass. It had turned from silver to iron.
Ugh, Patrick, are we expected to believe these stories? They sound more of legend than of fact.
Well, believe what you like, Bishop Festus. I know only this. The Lord God took extraordinary measures to show the Egyptians his power over their gods. That he would do the same against the pagan gods of Era seemed likely to me.
Bishop Patrick, what are these stones? I've seen them along the way.
I think some mark the road for travellers.
This one is inscribed.
My knowledge of the language here is as bad as my Latin. Let me see. It's about Crom Cruach.
Oh.
Milk and corn they demand. Mm-hmm. Urgent. A third of the children. Great was its horror and its wailing. Oh. This stone marks a grave. Not only one. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, may God have mercy on the souls of those who lie here.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, at the very least, we know we're going in the right direction.
As we walked, I felt a change. Though the sun shone and all was green and beautiful, there was a darkness.
Storm clouds?
No clouds at all. The sky was blue. The darkness was of the spirit. It felt of an insatiable hunger.
A hunger for what?
Souls. To consume souls into a black heart that can never be satisfied.
Go back! father!
What possesses you?
I know! What awaits you?
Listen to me. Run! The other way! Huh. Don't stop running!
We won't be so easily frightened, demon.
No.
Demon? I'm no demon. These rags are what's left of my vocation. Beneath this hood is my tonsure.
You're a priest.
I am Palladius.
Bishop Palladius?
Oh, no more. No, I am a refugee. The survivor of a lost battle.
Hear me. The battle is only just beginning.
Oh, no.
Come, come, sit with us.
What?
We'll eat. We'll talk.
Come with me. This land and its gods will consume you as they have destroyed me.
You're not destroyed, Bishop. Go and find your peace. God grant you the hope you think you've lost.
You saw Bishop Palladius?
I did. I did. What was left of him.
Where did he go from there?
It was said that he journeyed to the land of the Scots. He established a community there. One day I hope to see it for myself.
Oh, weren't you unnerved by him? Were you tempted to do as he said, to run?
To run? No. Outward cowardice was not a consideration. Inside, however, I offered intense prayers to God for strength and for courage. We were being watched, I knew. The druids were following us. I had no doubt that every encounter was of their making somehow.
Well, we'll want to find shelter for the night.
That forest will do.
What's that? Someone has left a bundle of clothes by the road.
It's not a bundle. Woman, water, Auxilius. Give her water.
Yes.
Are you hurt? Starving? What can I do for you?
Leave me be.
Here.
Drink.
I don't want it. Leave me.
Lying like this on the side of the road, I won't. We'll take you somewhere.
No.
Do you have family?
Bereft am I. Dying and glad of it.
Well, if we can't save your body, then we must save your soul. Jesus Christ will free you from...
Christians! No! Leave me be! No! Crom Croc will destroy me!
He's likely to destroy you anyway. There's hope in Jesus Christ.
Don't say it!
Please, please, allow me to baptize you. Here, brother, hold her.
Patrick.
I, Patrick, baptize you in the name of the Father...
Patrick.
...and the Son, and the...
Patrick, she's dead.
Holy Spirit.
I'm sorry.
Heavenly Father, receive the soul of this woman, holding not her sins against her, but offering your gift of mercy instead. Help me.
What's he doing?
I won't leave her here for the crows to pick at. We'll bury her in the woods.
Right.
That's done. Now a shelter for us.
I don't like this place.
What troubles you?
That crow.
What of it? Catch it. We'll have a meal.
It's watching us, I tell you. Look, when I try to scare it... It moves a little, but doesn't fly away.
Hmm.
It's been watching us since we came. Is it a witch? A demon?
Put your knife away, brother. If it's a demon, a blade will do nothing.
What is that?
Likely it's not the druids.
Have they surrounded us? What will they do to us?
Muster your courage and pray.
Greetings.
Who are you?
Sit down, brother.
We are not brothers.
Are we not all children of God?
We may be, but whose child you are is an open question.
Are you hungry? I can offer you a fire. Crow stew. Is that what you like?
I'll not put to my lips anything you offer.
Then you be the host. Bid these hot coals become bread for us to share.
We'll share no bread with you unless you bow the knee to Jesus Christ.
Oh. We'll sit and talk then.
What's your name, demon?
You may call me anything you like. Lord, master, whatever befits a slave speaking to his owner.
You have no claim to us. We belong to another.
Do you now? You are so sure of your position. How do you know?
Faith.
Faith that he'll protect you. Here and now.
Here, now, and always. He is my shield.
Then let us climb a mountain together. We'll throw ourselves off to see which of us lives.
I would not presume to test God to satisfy your trickery.
What is the difference between faith and presumption?
Don't bother me with your vain arguments.
Vain? These are the questions of life, Patrick. Are we not all creations of the God you serve? Am I not here because he made me? Together we dance. You in your way, I in mine, and we bring glory to him.
You bring glory to no one but yourself, evil one. You desire to be God, but you have failed. Just as your master failed when he was cast out of the heavenly places for his rebellion and pride.
A lie! God was jealous of him. He's always been a jealous God. Didn't he enshrine it in his commandments? Petty. That's what makes my master superior to him.
There are no other gods before him.
Patrick, the druids are coming.
They want your blood as revenge.
They will not enjoy a single drop.
In this you are right. Cromcruach will meet you face to face. He'll decide your fate.
He'll decide nothing but the manner of his own demise.
We shall see.
Where did it go?
What?
That crow. It was here, and in a blink, it was gone.
You've seen only a crow. Nothing else.
What else is there to see? It was watching us, I said. I didn't want to take my eyes off it.
Build a fire, Auxilius. It's going to be a cold night.
We reached the plain of Moyshlecht by midday. The stench was overwhelming. Rotting corpses of cows and other types of flesh. Blood. And there, in the middle of it all, was a large idol of stone, silver and gold, surrounded by 12 smaller idols. We stopped at the edge of the plain.
Are we prepared, Bishop Patrick?
I am. But my confidence is not in me or you, but in the God we serve. Are you coming with me?
Yes.
Pray the Our Father as we go.
All right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
We walked toward the idol of Cromcruach. Though the sun was high in the sky, the feeling of darkness surrounded us. The evil was oppressive. Auxilius whispered the Our Father. I signaled to him to stay back. Then, staff in hand, I walked up and stood directly in front of the idol itself.
So, you are Cromcruach, the demon to be feared. I am Patrick, child of the true God, to whom you will one day bend the knee. Speak to me, demon. No? The weight of your silver tongue makes you mute, does it? Tell me, what are these 12 stones? Your disciples? Do you mock the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles who carry on his work? Will your 12 stones speak to me? No. They are also mute. I see nothing here to be feared.
You will see what I allow you to see. You will be afraid.
Ah, it speaks.
I know you, Patrick. I have longed to meet you face to face.
I might say the same if you had a face to meet. All I see are crude lines. The scrawl of children.
Many children have been pressed against my golden face. Pressed and pressed and pressed until their flesh was rubbed raw to the bone. Their screams are music to me. You will sing for me.
I will not. I sing of life, not death.
Your God loves death.
My God endured death to bring eternal life. What do you bring? Nothing but more death. The innocent and the helpless are the first you kill. It's cowardly.
You are sanctimonious.
You are loathsome. Come out so I can see you.
Come out is what you want? Cruel man. Why do you leave me to die by the side of the road?
I did not leave you. The woman I saw is now buried. What you are was never born of man.
What is that staff you carry?
It is the staff of Honoratus, by which God brought forth living water and vanquished the serpents of Laurent. It will vanquish you.
That will not happen.
Show yourself, Crumcruach. I've not come here to be toyed with.
Patricius, son of Calpurnius.
Selenus. No, 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 it can't be.
Why not? Did you not doom me to the underworld by your selfishness?
Rightly are you called the accuser, devil. I'll not have you mock my shame, nor my forgiveness. Take off your masks. Face me.
You have seen all. You will see.
Before I am done, the Lord God will send you back to the terrible pit from whence you came. Come out now, or be crushed by the golden stone you hide behind.
Patricius, son of Calpurnius and Conchesser.
What now? More games, is it?
You left your mother to the hands of death. While you traveled, she died, alone and afraid.
Silence!
Look upon me, Patricius. Do I not look like Sophie, the one whose love you stole? Thief! You betrayed her!
Be quiet, demon.
You speak with authority, but you show no power.
I have no power, save the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, who by this staff will topple the stone demon. Let us finish the business for which I came.
A kiss first. Oh, give us a kiss and I'll give you the desire of your heart.
Priestess, there is nothing I desire that you can give. Auxilius,
Bishop,
restrain her until I am finished.
You won't.
In the name of Jesus Christ, be still. Get her away, Auxilius.
Yes, Bishop.
No. I'll die.
Auxilius, don't listen to anything she says.
Yes, Bishop.
Crumcruach, from the earth you came as a stone, to hell you go as a demon. In the name and by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, be driven out from the creation of God, and from the souls made in the image and likeness of God, and who are meant to be redeemed by the precious blood of the divine Lamb.
I struck the idol once with my staff and declared,
most cunning serpent, you shall no more dare to deceive the human race, persecute the church, torment God's elect, and sift them as wheat. The Most High God commands you. Jesus, God's Word made flesh, commands you. The glorious Mother of God and all the holy apostles command you. The blood of the martyrs and the pious intercession of all the saints commands you.
I struck the idol a second time and proclaimed,
cursed dragon and your diabolical legions, I adjure you by the true living and holy God
by the God who so loved the world that he gave his only son, that every soul believing in him might not perish, but have life everlasting. Stop deceiving human creatures and pouring out to them the poison of eternal damnation. Stop harming the church and hindering her liberty.
I struck the idol a third time, and I cried out,
"Be gone, Satan, inventor and master of all deceit, enemy of man's salvation. Give place to Jesus Christ, in whom you have found none of your works. Give place to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church acquired by Jesus Christ at the price of his blood. Stoop beneath the all-powerful hand of God. Tremble and flee when we invoke the holy and terrible name of Jesus. This name which causes hell to tremble."
The idol began to fall backwards.
Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me.
Slowly, the idol slid into the ground.
Crumcroak, the golden idol, was swallowed up by the earth. The 12 stones sunk where they were. The druid priestess collapsed.
Patrick.
Thank you, Auxilius. Girl, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Lesru.
Lesru, is it? Your father's waiting for you. Rise up, child. We'll take you home.
That was the end of your battles with the druids?
The end? Surely you know better, Festus. As long as we preach the gospel, the battles continue. But the spiritual vitality had gone out of the druids' fight. They had only political power, persuasion, and lies to use as weapons against us.
Surely the people were grateful and welcomed their liberation.
Bishop Jerome, toppling the idol of Crumcroak did not free the minds of many people. His ways had infected all parts of their culture, so they hated me all the more for having banished it. A familiar demon seems less frightening than an unknown angel, as they say. But the High King Leary kept his word.
Patrick, you have done the unthinkable. Lucid Mael has seen it for himself. The idol is toppled. He would strike you dead now if he could.
Why isn't he here to do it, great king?
I've locked him up with the rest of the druids until you are gone. That's as much as I can do. What happens to you once you leave is more than I can vouchsafe.
You have caused much mischief, Patrick.
Have I, Queen Angus?
You have won the hearts of Fedelmid and his family to your God.
Good queen, I would have you and the High King join them in knowing the joys of the Christian life.
In time, perhaps.
Patrick, you may go into all the kingdoms of Aera with my permission. It does not guarantee a welcome nor grant you safety, but it gives you legal authority to pursue your cause with all of the kings, chieftains, and officials. Do with it what you may.
Thank you, High King. And thanks to God for giving you wisdom.
I left Tara full of hope. I knew there would be struggles ahead, but I believed the worst was behind me. I was wrong. The devil is wily, attacking from different directions. Even now, he may yet destroy me.